hours listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about firearms. We talk about wildlife and fisheries management. We talk about a whole host of subjects as long as it revolves around the outdoors. We don't necessarily talk about the headline news of the day because we don't. Started that a while back. Just kind of stay off the national headlines. You get enough of that if you watch any of the news channels, especially some of the news channels I think our listeners here on Conservative Talk Radio might listen to. You get that. You get that news. You understand all the political stuff. You see what's going on in the world. This show is to give you a little bit of a break from that and to talk about the things that we love to do. And, you know, there are people who listen who have never wet a line, never pulled a trigger. And that's fine. We welcome you. We welcome you to hear and understand about our natural world, hear what's going on around us. And, you know, look, you may never go on crabbing, but you like to eat crabs. Well, maybe we should tell you what's going on in that world, you know. So here we are. The Outdoors and Radio Show. Our contact number, phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We know we've got a couple folks already checking in with us on the text. Good morning, John B. out in Ellicott City. Good morning to John A. up in, where are you? Malden, Massachusetts. And Rando. Hey, Rando. How you doing, buddy? So, and we have Glenn in Chestertown on the line. Glenn, good morning. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, it's you. How are you?
I'm getting more nervous. Okay. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Staying busy. I have my moments, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep. How about yourself? You doing all right?
Yeah, I guess I'm still staying up looking down to the top of the grass.
Well, that's a good thing. It's always good.
Grass there is.
Yeah, there's not. Well, there'll be grass coming now. All yeah. That rain, yeah. Man. Oh, my yeah. Goodness gracious.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's new with you?
Not much. Maybe.
No? I hear you.
Same old, same old.
Yeah, well. I have been very busy just rolling around the state here. The Maryland Loves Crabs came out Monday, not this past, but the week before, so Monday a week ago, 10 days ago, something like that. And I've been staying busy keeping the wheels moving on the truck. I will tell you, I have been everywhere. Yesterday, I picked up the third pallet of magazines and loaded them up and headed from Dover to Hooper's Island and, you know, delivered magazines down there to a few folks that we have and Cambridge and, you know, just refilled some people already, believe it or not, that we're out of magazines. So, and I'm getting emails and texts, hey, we're out of magazines already. So got to go back to some of these places and repopulate their little stack of magazines. So it's good to know people are picking it up and they like it. So, yeah, but I probably put 2,500 miles on in the last 2 weeks. So, yeah. So one day I'm one place, the next day I'm somewhere else. Thursday I was Southern Maryland all day. I can't even remember where I was Wednesday. Baltimore, I think. Yeah. Who knows? So, anyway, looking forward to a little bit of a break this week. And we're actually putting together the layout for the next magazine, which is Maryland Hunting Quarterly for the summer edition. Yeah. So, you know, kind of overlapping tasks. Deliver one and get the other one together. So. I did learn a lot about. I did learn that there's some changes coming to the hunting season. In particular, there's going to be two bear lotteries this year.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? So if you apply for the first one, for the statewide, and you don't get picked, you know, for your choice, you can apply for the second one, which is for Washington and Frederick County. So, which they need some more population control in those two counties, and there's great bear populations in those counties. So it's pretty cool. Yep. So, anyway, you got anything planned this weekend?
I guess nothing really particular. Just
yeah.
Weekend.
I haven't checked on any tractor pulls or anything like that. You know, just to figure out what's going on. So. But
my daughter said she thought there was one I think this weekend, but then she just thinking again, she told me that it's not tomorrow, it was last weekend.
Sorry about that. So yes indeed. All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate the call. You have a good one, Glenn. Have a good weekend. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Okay. Well, thank you for checking in, Kathleen. It's always nice to see you. We did meet at Robin's celebration of life. Barrett and Kathleen were there. I'll tell you who else I met. I finally met my cousin, Debbie. Debbie and her brother. So I guess there were two cousins. Showed up. Debbie is the daughter of the daughter of my father's sister. My dad had 11 brothers and 4 sisters. One of those sisters had children. One of her children had a child by the name of Debbie. So good morning, Debbie. How are you? It was great to meet you finally. So it was a wonderful time, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everybody from the radio show that showed up at the event. It was a beautiful, beautiful day and a beautiful, beautiful setting. And we had some good speakers, and we had a great time, good food. And I want to thank my sister-in-law, Chris, and her husband, Chuck, for going above and beyond, for, you know, taking care of the food and setting everything up. And Brian, my daughter, for all her effort on her mother's behalf. Also, I want to thank my buddy Rudy for helping us at the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center, and Debbie and showing up, and Uncle Dale from Easton, and others who came up, and you know, I knew that were listeners on the radio show and other people that were involved in the business end, but there were, you know, I guess about 120, 130 people there, which was great. A lot of Robin's workmates, our family doctor actually showed up, which was fantastic. It was good to see her. And, I don't know. Oh, my son-in-law, former son-in-law, my grandson, Jacob, was there. So we just had a great gathering of people who were involved in our lives. And it was just like a reunion. It really was. So, you know, it was horrible that it happened under such circumstances, but it does speak to Robin's memory that she was loved by so many people, and she influenced so many people in her life, in her career as a ultrasonographer is what she was, and, you know, in her crafts, doing crafts and things like that. And we just, you know, I was just so proud of her. I really was. So anyway, let's take our first break. I did stop by Backyard Billy's the other day. What day was I there? Wednesday. And the Traeger grills, the pellet grills, are half price. And I mean half price. You'll save hundreds and hundreds of dollars. If you are any have any interest in a pellet grill, they have come with the Wi-Fi technology, which is the, you control them by your Bluetooth. They connect by Bluetooth on your phone. And they're great grills, beautiful prices on them, and so forth. Memphis is a stainless steel grill that I've told you about before. They are also half price. So basically, it's a clearance sale to make a little room for other things in the showroom. They do carry the Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, which are both these ceramic kind of egg-looking cookers. But the Big Green Egg is one of the most popular. And not only do they have the Big Green Egg, but they have all the accessories and recipes and, you know, that type of thing. And I was talking to Brian, my buddy up there, and he was showing me the differences between one and the other and, you know, just kind of telling me, giving me a little grill education, and he'll do the same for you. So that's just the grills. They deliver a lot of sheds, greenhouses, gym sets, pergolas, gazebos, anything for your backyard to make your backyard more attractive, and, of course, the furniture, the picnic tables and chairs made out of that wonderful poly material that, you know, never fades, never breaks down or anything like that in every kind of configuration. And don't forget, there's probably 1,000 Adirondack chairs in all styles there. There's high ones and low ones and ones that glide. And they have the lounges. And what impressed me, believe it or not, what impressed me is when I went into the inside furniture showroom, there's a display of deck umbrellas that is just unbelievable. If you don't want to build anything on your deck, you know, like a pergola or anything like that, but you like to use it and want to go out there in the shade, these deck umbrellas are amazing. I mean, they're ginormous, and they'll shade your entire deck just about. So all this at Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's is located just on this end of Kent Island, on the eastern end of Kent Island. Actually, Graysonville. It's at 300 Drummer Drive. If you're putting it in your UPS, in your GPS, you can get there just off of Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. So, Backyard Billy's phone number is 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again. So, also stop by Clyde Sport, see if they needed any magazines or anything, talk to Rich, and I talked to Mr. Clyde not that long ago, but of course they've got everything you need for crabbing and fishing rods and reels from Shakespeare and Pfluger and all the, you know, they have the pen spinning reels, the Battle 3 series as well. Ugly sticks, kids combos, and don't forget to check out the selection of those wonderful St. Croix fishing rods. They also carry line, all different kinds of fishing line. They have the Power Pro, which is the braid. They also have, you know, Berkeley and Trilene and Shakespeare. Those are good monofilament lines. They have live and frozen bait and all kinds of minnows. They've got the bull minnows. They've got the little minnows. They've got the black salties for fishing for snakeheads, which are really coming on right now. And even the landlocked stripers. And for striped bass in the bay, they've got the circle hooks and the bucktails and the umbrellas and the parachutes. All this is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. Lansdowne / Halethorpe area, 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde's phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Website is Clyde's. SportShop.com. ClydeSportShop.com. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. So is Backyard Billy's, by the way. Been around since 1957. Why not stop by today? We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
Pass it on. Pass it on. I've tried to pass it on a few times. There's, you know, mentorship is a wonderful thing. It certainly is. But right now, let's talk to Frank. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Al.
What's going on, buddy?
I think.
What's that?
Both of my granddaughters, 13 years old, took them to Gunpowder down there, yep, at the end of Eastern Avenue in Baltimore, if you remember.
Yeah, I do.
Used to be Wing Bowman.
Oh, yeah.
And me and my 13-year-old granddaughters were down there practicing with the crossbow last weekend.
Oh, gotcha. Wing Bowman, huh? Yeah. I had a friend, still a friend, I just haven't talked to him in a long time, that worked with me at the big box there in Arundel. And he was the guy that set all the targets at Wing Bowman. He was there all the time. So, but I'm very familiar.
Yeah, was, back in the day, I mean, me and my buddy only in each direction. We only lived 4 miles away from the range, and we were in there every other day.
Sure,
rain or shine.
Well, I'm glad to hear the granddaughters are getting into it a little bit. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the next time.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I called, I heard Mr. Glenn the other week say that he disliked being cold at the bottom of his back. Well, there were tall man long johns out there, Glenn, if you're listening.
Tall man long johns. Well, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. Yeah, just hike them up a little bit more, huh? That's good. I like that idea.
Well, the tops, actually.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, the tops.
Extended bottom, yeah.
Well, I don't know what I was thinking.
They'll never pull out, and you won't have to worry about that cold back.
Well, that's a good deal then. Tall, long johns, and yeah, that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. You know, back in the day, do you remember a fashion device called a dickie?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm sorry.
you put it on over your head, and it came down on your shoulders and around your neck. Well, they still have them now that are, camo and orange, but they're not dickies. They're neck gaiters now is what they're called. But I used to wear one of those all the time. I used to have a red one that I would wear and keep my neck warm. I hate a cold. My back of my neck gets cold. I hate that. The kidney thing, I think it was Dale from Easton told me that, you know, those heat packs you get, if you can figure out how to keep them on your back and on the back of your neck, you'll stay warmer too.
For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been a while since I talked about heat packs, but, and it's, you know, nothing for the summer, but in the colder days, if rather than put them, you know, try to put them in your gloves and keep your hands and fingers warm. There's a couple things. I put mine in my pockets, and then if my hands get cold, I put my hands in my pockets with an already warmed-up pocket with one of those chemical hand warmers in there.
Uh-huh. I'll take advantage of them.
But if I want to wear one, if it's really a cold day, I'll tuck it in under my cuff on my wrist where the blood flows into your hand. You warm the blood up before it gets there.
Yeah, good idea.
And keeps your hands warm. Yeah, keeps your hands warm. Sure does. Yep.
Well, you have a great day.
I will. Good hearing from you. Did you get a cell phone back yet? Or are you still using it?
I got the phone repaired, and I talked to the guy this morning.
Okay, good.
And I got your number, so I'll get back in touch with you.
Yeah, send me a text. Tell me that your cell phone's reconnected. That'd be good.
All right, my friend.
Okay, buddy. Sounds good.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's see. Oh, Glenn has another question for me and is on hold again. All right, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
I don't have a question, but I just wanted to tell you that we have a bad news thing in my family, Jim, with my mom passed Wednesday.
Oh, Glenn, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Well, we'll put your family on the prayer list, that's for sure.
Right.
All right. Had she been ill for a while?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. Gosh. I don't really remember what it was now.
Okay. All right, Glenn. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, buddy. So you have my condolences, and we'll be putting you on the prayer list. Okay, man?
Great.
All right. All right, Glenn. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Sorry to hear that about Glenn, his mother passing. So, Indeed. Cycle of life. Anyway, we did go turkey hunting Tuesday. Went with my buddy Bobby up there in Washington County, and he really worked hard for me. And I will tell you, I muffed it. I blew it. I did not take the shot. Here's what happened. So we had a gobbler coming in, and we heard one a couple way off, and then one, we heard three different gobblers. There was one, if we're sitting in the blind, we could hear one over my left shoulder. We could hear one in my left down over a hill, and then we could hear one down in the valley. The one down in the valley came in hot. I mean, just super hot, super fast. He gobbled. We heard him gobble again, and then the last time he gobbled, he was right there. And I have the little resting clipped on my knee, and he said, get your gun up, of course. And I was right there where I suspected he was going to walk out that trail. And the next thing I saw, he was moving to my left, still in range, low to the ground, and I couldn't, you know, normally you see the big red head when they're strutting or, you know, coming in. And I did not see the red head, and I saw no beard, and the bird was moving very quickly. And he said, why didn't you shoot? And I said, two reasons, didn't see the beard and didn't see the red head. He said, well, that bird was gobbling right there. But I said, how do we know it didn't come in with a hen, you know? True. And you know, Bobby takes everything in stride, but he watched the bird walk away. I couldn't see it after it got behind some pawpaws and stuff, but he had a different angle on it. He could see, he said, had a hell of a beard on it. I'm like, I guess it did. So probably the same bird that he sent me a video of the day before. And they hunted it again this week. I haven't heard if they bagged that bird, but they had it respond a few times. They got to see it, a little glimpse of it, but didn't get the shot. So it's one of those birds that has been shot at all season and hunted all season, and you know, was being cagey. So I missed my opportunity for 2025 turkey, which is fine. I don't stress about it anymore. I don't stress about turkeys at all. Never did. I've taken a few with Bobby and had a great time. Excuse me. And it's just an experience spending the day with a brother. And he teaches me something, everything I know. He will get out of the blind. He will walk to the top of the hill, and he'll call his way back. And then he'll walk in front of the blind and finish calling in front of the blind. He's trying to entice the gobbler to come to where they heard the last call. But he also makes it sound like this: the hen is walking around, you know, and moving, which makes sense rather than sit there in one place and call. And he tries to finish his call somewhere in the vicinity of where the decoys might be. So when the bird sticks his head up over the bank or out from behind a tree or whatever, he looks down and he's heard that call and he sees the decoys and comes in. It's worked. It works. No question, it works. But he said, I'm going to go down there and call. I said, okay. And he walked, he has a whole bag full of calls. He grabbed three box calls. I looked at him, I said, what are you doing? He said, well, this one sounds like this, and this one sounds like that, and this one sounds like that. And he said, I like to try and give them a variety because you never know what they're used to hearing. You know, they may not come to a hen that they say, that sounds strange to them, but if you sound any at all familiar, he said, you know, you may get them to show up. I'm like, okay, buddy. He said, no, I'll just take two. It's okay. So, but I learn a lot. I learn an awful lot. So, and you know, he feels bad when I don't pull the trigger, but I never. Oh man, I'd never get serious about turkey hunting. I'm sorry. They make me laugh. And I love hearing them and I love watching them, but I don't always have to shoot one. So, yep. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I haven't said anything to you about getting in the lure giveaway contest from High Tide Lures. Tackle Box Tim Sherman has provided a perch package. We'll give that away next Saturday, the 31st, and we will make sure somebody gets that. That's for sure. So all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer. Did I say good morning, Aaron? I don't think I did yet. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I hope your week went well. So we, you know, we're giving away that tackle package. Made some progress on the muzzleloader giveaway. We're going to coordinate that with not only CVA, but also Hawk Optics is going to be providing the scope for the muzzleloader. And that promotion will start in August. We probably won't give the muzzleloaders away till September, October, November. We like to do it that way. But Hawk is going to be promoting their optics. There's a field test on their muzzleloader slug gun slash straight wall scope in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Jim Amrine did a test on one that Hawk sent me, and Jimmy's got it. He's shooting it, and he's reporting back on his success. Pretty good glowing review, so all good. Oh, coffee. It's so hot when I first get it, you know, and then I have to wait a few minutes till it cools down. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. How many have you seen articles about the crab survey? When you see the word sustainable, it makes me suspectable. Maryland Department of Natural Resources reports sustainable population in the 2025 Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey. Next year's blue crab stock assessment expected to inform management options and help better understand the low juvenile recruitment. Somebody told me years ago, when DNR says there's no crabs, you better establish your market. And when they say there's lots of crabs, you just better watch your catch, because it's going to be a tough year. I don't know. I'm hearing all kinds of mixed reports. I'm hearing decent crabs from the mid-bay, like Chesapeake Beach area. I'm hearing decent catches in the upper bay, not as great as down there. And I'm hearing, you know, hit and miss with crabs, depending on where people are fishing and how they're fishing. You know, some of the potters are doing okay. They're not doing great. Some of the trotliners are doing okay. I wouldn't say fantastic, but, you know, maybe here's the reason why. The Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey is a cooperative effort between Maryland DNR, Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Estimated 238 million blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay in 2025. Well, that sounds like a lot of crabs, but it's a decrease from last year's 317 million. Quite a decrease. The results show decreases in the abundance of adult male and female crabs, as well as a decline in the juvenile population, marking the sixth consecutive year of below-average juvenile recruitment. And recruitment means reproduction, you know, how many babies are produced. Found in the survey, 6 years in a row, recruitment has been down. We saw a very high mortality rate among blue crabs this winter, likely due to several cold snaps, said Mandy Bromelow, DNR's blue crab program manager, with the results of the stock assessment next year. And this is the concerted effort to figure out how many crabs are in the bay. As her predecessor, Brenda Davis, said, it's like trying to manage bugs crawling around on the floor of the bay. We hope to have more insight on what could be contributing to the ongoing low juvenile recruitment and what we can do to support the Chesapeake Bay's blue crabs. Until then, we need to maintain caution in our management approach for blue crabs. I have two words that will answer your question, Mandy. Two words. Maybe you've heard them before. Blue catfish. How about that? We'll go on with more of this after we talk to Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I wanted to enter the contest, and when I was listening to you, because I just put the radio in, just woke up, and I was thinking, yeah, so if they would fish the blue catfish better, chances are the crabs would have a chance to survive.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And
great minds think alike, right?
Well, I listened to you and I picked up on it right away. But I thought to myself also, well, that mind went away. I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway, have a good day, and I'll be listening to you for the rest of your show.
Thanks,
Thank
Joe.
You.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, there we go. So we saw a very high mortality rate. This year's total estimated abundance is the second lowest in the history of the survey. The lowest was 226 million crabs in 2022. The juvenile abundance of 103 million in 2025 was a decrease from 138 million last year, And the third lowest abundance on record after 2021 and 2022. So within the last 5 years, we've had three of the lowest surveys ever. Wonder what's going on. Now, I talked to a commercial, actually I talked to a crab processor, a wholesaler, the other day, and happens to be on Hopper's Island. I said, "Did you see the crab survey?" He goes, "I never believe those things." I said, "Okay, why not?" He says, "They just don't want us to catch any crabs." Okay, I'll go with that. He said it was the largest sook harvest, the largest sook run, sook is females, that I've seen in 5 years down here in the marsh. He said, "I don't know what they're talking about." I said, "Okay, that's good. That's good. I don't know how to comment," but he said, "You know, the commercial guys that have female limits are catching their limits every day, you know." And I'm like, "Well, that's something." But there might also be the key. They're catching female crabs for market. And there is a harvest limit on every individual crabber. And if they're all catching their limit every single day, that might have something to do with the reduced numbers of female crabs. Just speculating and spitballing. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? The estimated number of spawning age female crabs decreased from 133 million in 2024 to 108 million in 2025. The number of adult males crabs decreased from 46 million in 2024 to 26 million in 2025. So the boys are outnumbered 4-1 by the females. The female abundance is above the threshold number of 72.5 million crabs and below the target of 196 million crabs. Now, I have a question for Mandy. How in the world do you come up with numbers like this? In fisheries management, target numbers represent the desired state of the fishery, while the thresholds are lower numbers that can trigger a management response. Based on the current management framework, the abundance of mature females should be high enough to support a strong juvenile year class given the right environmental conditions. And don't forget, we have that default to environmental conditions. Environmental conditions. It wasn't salty enough. It was too salty. Too much salinity, not enough salinity. The water was too cold. The water was too warm. There was too much fresh water. There wasn't enough fresh water. The wind blew. The catfish showed up. The storms offshore, off the coast, up and down the Atlantic coast, when the crabs were spawned, blew the little baby crabs off course, and they couldn't come up in the bay. It was too cold. It was too warm. So, you know, environmental conditions, you know, kind of a big basket of whatever, you know, whatever you want to pull out of it, whatever excuse you want to make. Blue crab reproduction is naturally variable and influenced by many factors, such as oceanic conditions, which I said, available nursery habitat, predation. I'm wondering why they listed that third. And rather than sound the alarm bell, and other environmental impacts, the blue crab harvest is known to follow a boom and bust cycle with runs of years with higher harvest followed by stretchers of lower harvest. Oh. Blue crab management in the Chesapeake Bay will benefit from the completion of the ongoing stock assessment, which they've been doing for 5 years, in the spring of 2026. In this analysis, scientists will examine the years of data to assess potential factors that could be affecting blue crab population, including hypoxia, water temperature, habitat availability, and finally, at the end of the sentence, predation by blue catfish. Should I go on? It's only one more two-pound paragraphs. The previous blue crab stock assessment in 2011 and accompanying management decisions helped to bring the Chesapeake's blue crab population back from more than a decade of low abundance and harvest levels. The current stock assessment will serve as a critical update to that work by ensuring that management targets and thresholds, including sustainable fishing rates, are set appropriately. The winter dredge survey has been conducted cooperatively by Maryland and Virginia since 1990. The results are reviewed annually in an effort to have consistent management efforts across the jurisdictions. And then it talks about how the survey is conducted. You can read all about it on the DNR website with the charts and graphs and everything else. So, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is it's like trying to manage bugs crawling around on the bottom of the bay. How about that? Why don't we take our second commercial break and be right back from that.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby.
Aww.
told me, son,
what happened?
Always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
We're good. We are good. Little Johnny Cash to wake you up there this morning. Folsom Prison Blues. Johnny, if you want to get out of Folsom Prison, I guess, you know, all you need is something to cut with, and you know, find a toilet that has a space behind the wall, and just saw that big old space out, and you and all the boys can just run out through the back door. You know, just take a lesson from New Orleans. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-668. What do you think of the crap survey? What do you think? I'd love to hear from you. 410-922-668. Get in the contest. Make your comment. And we will continue. Crabs this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Maybe some places will sell out. Maybe some places will have enough. It all depends. You'll have to shop it around. Prices are still at the high end here early in the season. The weather in New Orleans, in Louisiana, has been horrific. So the crab prices are high coming out of Louisiana. You know, you eat a lot of Louisiana crabs here in Maryland. I don't know if you knew that or not, but if you want to have crabs year-round and they're out of season here in Maryland, you're going to eat them from Louisiana, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, Delaware, and other places. North Carolina has been doing pretty good on their crabs, from what I understand, but the prices overall are still high. Maryland crabs are about $190 a bushel, and I don't know if you know that crabs are purchased by the pound rather than by the bushel, and the bushel is estimated at 40 pounds on average. 40 pounds on average. But most of the people, the processors and the wholesalers that I know, weigh the bushels and total up the weight, and then they're paid by, you know, the pound. So right now, prices are between about $4.75 and $6 a pound, depending on where the crabs come from. So if you think about that, if two crabs equals a pound, or maybe it's one crab is closer to a pound. I don't know, you know, exactly how much crabs weigh. But if you think about the guy at the very beginning of the chain, before it goes to the restaurant at their marked up prices, before it goes to the crab shack at their marked up prices, and then it comes to you, you're like third in the chain, marked up a couple of times, you know, what does that $6 a pound crab come to when it comes to you? Well, that translates into two markups, and then it translates to $60-$75 for a dozen, you know. So, and the higher the price of the bushel, the higher the price of the crabs at the end, and that's how you pay for crabs. So if you get a good price, you know, you may get a mixed bushel. You may get a mix of number ones and number twos and lights and everything else. You never know. The lights crabs are the crabs that have shed and haven't filled out their crabs yet. You'll pick them up and they'll feel light, or the whites are sometimes called. You crack them open and the meat just falls out rather than have it packed in there. That's because the crab hasn't finished growing and filling out the shell before it's steamed. So, I don't know. I kind of like buying crab meat and eat if I want to eat a lot of crab, and pay $50 or whatever for a jumbo lump, the best cut of the crab, rather than $60 a dozen and have to pick them, and still get less than a pound of crab meat. Then that's the way to go. Also, like soft crabs, $6-$7 for a soft crab, and you know you have all crab. So that's just me. You think about those things, that's for sure. Got four great crab recipes in Maryland Loves Crabs. You can look it up online, or you can look it up, you can get a copy. They've been mostly delivered to almost every place to pick them up. There's, I think, two places in Baltimore, East Baltimore, I've got to go. But everybody else has them. Southern Maryland, Northern Maryland. Oh, there's a couple places in Western Maryland that still need them. I still have to get to. So, but I'll get there this week for sure. There's only one guy delivering them, and there's only so many hours in a day, and there's only so many miles I can travel. So, but I think there's only out of 100 and some advertisers, I think there might be four or five accounts that haven't got them up far out areas. Southern Maryland, that's been taken care of twice. So, 410-922-6680. We may not have time for your call this hour, but we will definitely get to it after the news. You can call now or call back, but I need to tell you about Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's, yes indeed. All that stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard. Some of it's on sale. Adirondack chairs. They're going to have another open house next month, too. I'll tell you about that. Adirondack chairs. 1,000 of them in stock. Every color, every style. Whether they glide, whether they rock, whether they just sit there and are comfortable. But they're very, very popular. Don't forget tables and chairs. Poly and hardwood tables and chairs in every kind of configuration. They've got high tops and octagons and hexagons and squares and ovals and you name it, they've got them. They even have a little bar that looks like a surfboard, which is pretty cool. Pergolas and gazebos for your backyard. If you want to have a little closed up space or you just need shade, they've got that covered. Gym sets for the kids. There's four or five different varieties. Some of them have little clubhouses or playhouses on top, and then the slides and the swings and all that. There's a whole bunch of varieties of those. Chicken coops and dog kennels, plenty of that. Storage sheds, greenhouses, all of that. There is so much stuff, you just need to go see it. You can't imagine how much stuff is there. And then great furniture for inside, too. If you have a beach house or, you know, you have a sunroom or something like that and you want to make it look like the beach, Backyard Billy's has you covered. I mentioned those big deck umbrellas. I love them. And don't forget, the full complement of barbecue grills, fireplace inserts, freestanding wooden pellet stoves. It's all there at BackyardBillys.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number is 410-827-4500, 827-4500. It's worth the trip. They're open 7 days a week, Route 4050 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, 300 Drummer Drive. Hey, Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again. There's the music. We will see you on the other side of the news. But if you have to go, get out, stay safe. That's for sure. Remember to stay close to your family, love your family, give them a call this weekend, and love the Lord. See you after the news.